It's time for Malvern and Wildcat basketball on 106.7 WMVI and malvernandradio.com. Wildcats basketball is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Joe Newcomb in the lobby of United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. We had a good week last week. Got a couple of games to talk about and a couple of games to talk about coming up. So we'll start the first segment off. We'll talk about Friday night. You bring Tecumseh to town. And we've been talking about 32 minutes all season long. I thought the first 16 were pretty good. And, you won 12-7 and 16-7 in the two quarters, 28-14 at half. And the second half was played dead even.
I think the final score is played dead even, but we get it to 23 twice. It's 23, we take everybody out, and then they cut it to 14 late, yeah, with some trapping and some pressure against our second group, and that's okay. I thought, in all honesty, I thought that was a pretty complete game for us. I thought, obviously, being senior night, getting to start Jack Campbell and Cameron Gray, I thought we got off to a decent start. And you never know how that works when you start different guys and guys coming off the bench in terms of not being used to that. But it's nice to get to honor those guys. And before we talk about the game, those two kids have done a lot for our program. You know, Jack Campbell is the epitome of student athlete, 4-0 kid who is as good a human being as you can find, and I can't say enough positives about him as a person and what he's done to just on a leadership basis of what he does for our program, our school, the baseball program, everything.
Doesn't take long talking to him to realize he's a 4.0. Yeah,
just a great kid. And then Cameron Gray, who's a kid who, in today's world, there's not enough Cameron Grays. A young man who knew coming into the season wasn't going to get to play a whole lot, and a lot of people would say, I don't want to be a part if I'm not going to get something out of it. And he has completely bought into being a great practice player every single day, and makes us better every day at practice, and doesn't get necessarily minutes in turn. And I think that's when you put the team before yourself and embrace that role, it says a lot about you as a person, and very thankful for both of those guys as seniors and what they've done for us.
Yeah, you said he a lot of people wouldn't come into the season not getting anything out of it. He obviously understands he is getting a lot out of it. It might not be minutes in between the black lines, but he's getting a lot out of it.
Absolutely.
And he really shows it. And I enjoy the crowd when he gets the ball in a position where he might get a shot off. They want him to score. And he got a bucket.
And he did get a bucket the other night. And again, Meyer Robb makes a really good pass to him. He's a great teammate in that regard, of making sure we give him an opportunity to score late. And to see our kids react, to see Cameron react, getting that opportunity, that was special. And we got really good kids, and I'm glad he had that opportunity the other night. But I thought defensively the first half we were really good. I thought we 23's averaging 46. He's a 46% three-point shooter.
Cannon Fawcett?
Fawcett, 46% three-point shooter. I thought we really took him out of the game.
He didn't want anything to do with the ball. He had too much Bryce Clowers all over him.
Right. I thought Bryce was really good in that regard. And I thought we did a good job of pressuring their guards and making them uncomfortable. Because of that, we were able to get out in some transition. And the game is a lot easier on offense when you don't have to play in the half court. But you have to get stops, and you have to be able to rebound in order to get out and run. And I thought we were pretty good, really good the first half. And I thought we were pretty good then the second half as well. Like I said, we get it to 22-23. They cut it back to, I think, 14, and then we took it back to 23 or 24 again. So I know the final score looks like you played even, but I thought we were control.
The last 3 or 4 minutes, I forgot about that. They did have a flurry of baskets. Do you remember that Fawcett hit a three-pointer early? That was it for the game?
Yeah, it was very, very
early.
That
was it. Yep, he never scored again.
Yep, we did a good job on him.
And The other thing, I thought you were playing very well, and then was it middle of the second quarter or late in the first, Nash took a stole it at half court, went to the end, you know, laid it in, stole the inbound pass. We got another book. I thought that was a big shot in the arm. It just seemed to give everybody juice.
That was right at the start of the second quarter, I believe.
Second quarter,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, where he got a pick six, basically what we call a pick six for a layup, and then he turned and stole the inbounds pass. We got another layup then out of it. And I thought we played a good first half defensively. Yeah, I don't know where he lost us. But, yeah, Nash had a pick, and then we scored, and then we had another one. I really thought that jump-started us the second quarter and kind of took off.
Yeah, when Nash got that one at half court, I interrupted Chris. I said, nobody's catching him in this gym. The only guy faster in Posey County is his dad, so he's not going to chase him down. But we're talking about Cameron Gray's basket off the Meyer Rob pass. Had he missed it and Rob gotten a rebound, he would have had a double double. But I want the boy to have his points. But it's just kind of ironic. But that's another terrific performance, 16-9, and going back to the jump start and all. I said from the beginning of the game, they looked like they had spring in their step, starting with Brady Schickel, which he probably doesn't have quite as much pain in his between his eyes as he has had for the last couple of weeks. He had more spring in his step. Bryce looked like he was lively, and then you start watching each of the players, and they were all.
I'll tell you the other guy who had a really good weekend was Snodgrass. Ryder was outstanding Friday. Couple strong takes to the rim. I thought he was really aggressive on the glass. And then we'll talk about Saturday and mm-hmm. his impact. But
Ryder Snodgrass,
he had a really good weekend.
He's been getting the Logan Dutkiewicz Award. That's for the guy who doesn't put anything on the stat sheet, but he's all over the place defensively, banging in there, getting on the floor, doing all kinds of great looking things.
Yeah, he found his way offensively Friday night, and then like you said, just was really good on the glass. And I thought he did some things defensively to help us as well, especially when they went to a bigger lineup where they had. At one point, they had three guys, 6'4", 6'5", in there, and I thought him and Reese was positive minutes when he was in there as well Friday night. So I thought our bigs off the bench were really good.
Yeah, Kormeyer and Ty Holder look like twins. I mean, they're 6'4",
yeah, they are. They're very similar players.
It was a terrific, terrific night, terrific win, and Kevin Oxley was sitting about 10 feet away from me up there, so that was always it was a nice little surprise. But tell you what, we will take our first break, and we will come back and talk about Saturday night. If there's anything you want to talk about, I don't know. But, we'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Motocar Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. Stop by and check out the vehicle of the week. It's a 2022 Chevrolet Colorado Z71 Crew Cam pickup. This truck is a one-owner vehicle with 66,000 miles, a 3.6-liter V6, heated seats, WeatherTech floor mats, and a sprayed-in bed liner. This truck could be yours for just $29,090. Come take it out at test drive today. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with the trade. Visit Auto Car Trader today at 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon or online at actpreowned.com.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
sweet deals all month long at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LT, $23,800. New 2025 Chevy Equinox LT, $27,810. New 2025 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4, $39,990. For these sweet deals and more, visit ExpressWayChevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive. Price excludes tax, title, and $245 dock fee. Dealer retains all applicable rebates. Owner loyalty may apply. See dealer for details.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Joe Newcomb, United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. Now, we are to the point of what everybody tuned in for. To hear us talk about the Mount Vernon at Washington game. On paper, they were 16-5. We go in there 10-11. Gene Miller, legendary coach. Joe Newcomb, legendary coach in the making. But, you know, when you go into the Hatchet House, it is just not a friendly place to play. And you started off, you got a hot start, 4-for-6 from three-point range by three different people in the first quarter. Defense was outstanding. How do you go from there?
Well, I just thought the kids came out, and really we've talked about it, having an attack mindset, and it has to start on the defensive end, you know, and we got stops. I thought we were really engaged defensively with our game plan. We talked about Stowers for them is a really good ball player, and the idea of trying to game plan and try to shut him down I didn't think made sense, and we had come up with a pattern in their five losses that they have a distinct pattern in their five losses as to their second and third scores, and really focused on limiting 15, Knighting, and 24, the Turner kid. And our goal is to keep both of those two under 10, and if we did that, we felt like we could win the game. And we hold Turner to 24 and Knighting to – or 20 – I'm 11. Sorry, Turner to 10 and Knighting to 8. Okay. You end up winning by three. So I thought the kids did an outstanding job of understanding our game plan defensively, executing it, making Stowers, for the most part, a two-point shooter. I think he made a 1-3. But he can really get going from three. I thought Bryce was outstanding on him. You look, and he has 28. But everything was a two-point shooter. He was a two-point shooter. And I think that was really important for us. On that end of the floor. But then because we got stops early in the game, we're able to get out and run. We play inside out. And when we get the ball in the paint and play inside out, we can really shoot the basketball. And when we've struggled to make shots, it's a lot of times because we have not gotten paint touches and ball reversals. And when we're able to do that, we got guys that can make shots. Boozy got off to a good start from three. Bryce has been much more like himself offensively. He hit a couple threes the first half. Nash was good again. I think Meyer was really good as far as getting to the rim. Didn't get a couple calls, but I thought he continued to attack off the bounce. And I thought he was good offensively as well. You know, and I think the key for us is we've had multiple guys here this weekend that scored. You know, when we're good, we have 5, 6, 7 guys that score. You don't have to have five guys in double figures. You have two in double figures. You got Clowers with 7, two others with 6, another guy with 3. Like that balanced scoring helps us, you know. And if we can get to 55, 60 points, we're going to win a lot of games, because I do like what we can do defensively with our guards. And the key is just for us to be able to rebound on a consistent basis. But the start was really important, you know. And I think as you look at the ball game, I thought we finished quarters really well. And I think that was a huge key to find a way to win the ball game. You know, you're up 10 after the first. They cut it a little bit the second. We take it back to 8. The third, they cut it to 2 with a minute left, and we finish on a 4-0 run to take it back to 6. And then, obviously, they made some plays down the stretch, you know, and you watch it back. We have 3 or 4 turnovers late, but one, you trip and fall, and that's a complete unforced, mm-hmm. you know, just an accident.
That was
more
a freak,
than anything.
Freak play.
Another is a charge call where, honestly, I think it was a smart take. I think it was he did a good job of avoiding contact and just went against us. And then a 5-second count that was borderline, and it was what it was, you know. So outside of that, I thought we played pretty well and really made plays to down the stretch to win as well. You know, you think You look, I talked about Ryder earlier. We take a minute off the first possession in the fourth quarter, up six. Mm-hmm. We ends up getting knocked out of bounds in about another minute, about the 6 minute mark off a back screen. He buries a three that was just huge, you know, and I think that took it to nine again. But he has 3 points, but like that basket at that time was just so important, you know, and I thought he was outstanding again on the glass. And just a variety of guys that came in. Jack Campbell doesn't score that night, but I thought if you watch the game back, he was outstanding in his help, in terms of helping in, on Stowers, helping on 24, because he was kind of in a spy role when he was in the game. I thought he did a really, really good job defensively of understanding our game plan. Really proud of the boys. You know, we've been close, you know, and close is just miserable. And I think if you've been around me, I've struggled because I know how close the kids have been, and I struggle for them. Mm-hmm. And you look back, we're 9 seconds away from being at 14-8, you know, as opposed to being 11-11. You have a buzzer beater at home, a three at Heritage, or against Heritage Hills with 7 seconds left, and then another one where you get beat with 2 seconds. So, like, I know how close it's been, and I know how hard that is for the kids, and how miserable it is, and I just feel for them, you know. And for us then to find a way to get through that on Saturday night against a really, really good basketball team, you know, Washington, like you said, 15-5, and not very many people go to the Hatchet House and win. I thought that was a really big win for our team and our program. You know, it's been 12 years since we beat them up there at their place. So a really good win. And then I think that just jumpstarts you as a group. You know, I thought tonight was our best practice we've had in probably all year, you know, because when you feel like you've been rewarded, you're more apt to just continue to lay it on the line, and we've got to keep doing that every day now.
Yeah, you talked about, you said several things that I just wanted to touch on. One, you talked about Snodgrass, that three-pointer. Absolutely, it was at a very opportune time. Jack Campbell, I have him for one rebound, but it was a huge one down the stretch that was one of those balls kind of getting banged around. Mm-hmm. Came down to where the short people could get it, and he was Johnny on the spot. He was in a good position. And from the get-go, Meyer Robb going toe to toe with Cordell Turner was some great basketball. It was just
Turner's a really good defender, you know. And the other thing I didn't say is really did a good job of making free throws down the stretch. I think we had 9 of 10 in the fourth quarter.
Oh, we hadn't got to that part yet,
But just Nash was really good. Bryce made free throws. Schickel made free throws. Meyer Robb makes two to basically make it a 3-point game there with what 8 seconds left. Mm-hmm. Just really proud of being able to step up and make plays to finish the job.
And then after those two free throws with the 3-point lead and 8 seconds left, you had their shooters covered up. The kid that took the shot was not a pretty shot, not a particularly good shooter. We've seen ugly shots go in before, but this one, when it went up over the backboard, game over.
I thought we did a good job of rotating the Stowers and making somebody else beat us. I thought we were a little slow to rotate back to five, who ended up shooting it, but we wanted it out of his hands. I thought the kids did a good job of executing what we wanted to do in that situation. So, like I said, really big win. Proud of the kids, but then we talked about it afterwards. After you're done, and after we're done on Sunday, Monday comes back, and we got to get back to work. You know, and you got to enjoy that. But now you got to remember the feeling of coming up 3 points short, and that's got to be the motivator of not allowing that to happen again. You know, it was a good win. It was a good weekend. It's over. Now we got to get back to work today. And I thought they did a good job of that. We got a huge week for us this week now.
Absolutely. And again, congratulations on the last two wins. We're going to take our last break and then come back and talk about the two games you got coming up this week. We're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
This week at Bud's Hardware in Mount Vernon. Get Valspar interior, exterior paint, and primer all in one for 20% off. CF flood deck and fence stain on sale as well for 20% off. Everything you need to paint or stain your property is at Bud's Hardware in Mount Vernon. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m. and serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? Online orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
It's truck month at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of fresh off-lease Ram trucks, like a 22 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,555, or a 22 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for only $34,775, or a 21 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,675. Big selection, all sale price, you will save thousands during truck month at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
United Fidelity Bank office downtown Mount Vernon. You're listening to 106.7 FM WMVI. We've just had a great week, and now that's hopefully a springboard to another great week. We've got two games this week. Last week's Mater Dei game was moved to Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at Mater Dei, and then on Thursday at South Spencer at 7:30. Coach, what do you know about Mater Dei, and are you ready to go?
Well, I guess that's always the age-old question, and then are you ready to go? You know, you look at their record, and they've had some struggles, but you also have to be an understanding of who they play night in and night out, you know, and they've played at some young kids who continue to get better. The freshman Breeden, who can really score, face up kid who can put it on the floor, can shoot it, can post you. He scored the most points as a freshman in modern day history. So he can do a lot of different things. You know, our hands are full with him, and we'll have to do a really good job with him.
How big a kid is he?
He's 6'4", 6'5". And then the Mallory kid, Tate, he's obviously a really good guard who played for him last year and can really put the ball on the floor and attack, can shoot it some. And then they've got a couple other guys that can spread the floor and shoot. So they put pressure on you to be able to guard in space. You got to contain penetration. They're patient. They're probably the best cutting team that we've played to this point. And it's one of those things that you've got to be engaged on and off the ball. You fall asleep off the basketball, they're going to cut you to death. If you don't guard penetration, they're going to spread you out and get you into kind of runaround mode. So we've got to be locked in, ready to go. And if we can continue to guard like we have, then I like our chances of being in a position to win then late on the road. But going on the road is always tough, and you got to be ready to go when you get off the bus.
Yeah, I was going to – you just answered the question I was going to ask about. Is your defense ready to go? Because it looked so good Friday night and Saturday night. Your guys look lively on their feet. They're – you know, we've talked about sometimes they run a pass and stand offense instead of pass and cut. They were cutting all over the place, especially on defense. A lot of good help. A lot of just everything's been clicking.
I think we've had good team defense this last week, and really, I thought we played pretty good team defense the weekend before against Boonville. I thought guys off the ball have been really engaged. You know, I talked about Jack, but Meyer played that role a lot Saturday as well, as far as being a helper, and I thought he was good. And our guards, Nash, Boozy, Bryce, those guys have this last week have been really good in terms of limiting penetration. We've got to keep people out of the scoring area and out of the paint, because when people get into the paint, that's a problem for us. Not having a lot of size, people can score over us. I mean, that's not a secret. But if we can push people out of the scoring area, make them uncomfortable in the half court, then that's where we're at our best.
Mm-hmm. Is Modern Day a full court team or half court primarily?
They'll pressure some. They're not super aggressive in their press, but they'll push the basketball some, and they've got lots of guards on the floor. So you've got to do a good job of stopping penetration, because if you don't, they'll either get to the rim or you help, and they've got guys they can spray it out to and knock down shots.
Okay, well, that sounds like a win in our pocket for two Wednesday nights. So now let's go to South Spencer. Does Ty Brown play basketball for them?
He's not. He hurt his back, I believe, in the last football game of the season. So he has not played, and he's a Division I scholarship baseball player.
Sorry to hear about an injury. Hate that, but
I mean, we all know how good an athlete he is.
Oh yeah,
you know, really, maybe the best athlete in the conference in terms of three sport.
He's
stud,
a game
football
changer.
Player. Really had 30 on us last year in the basketball, and then he's a Division I baseball player. So they've played better as of late. You know, they beat Boonville Saturday night at home, and have got some guys that they've got some length. They run four or five different defenses at times to kind of keep you off balance. I've used the word attack mode. We've got to be in attack mode against them on Thursday as well, in terms of ball pressure and some things defensively, in terms of trying to make them uncomfortable and speed them up and make it more of an up and down game, and instead of allowing them to play in the half court and make us play in the half court against different zones. We want to try to make them uncomfortable and get up and down and see if we can do that.
I mean, it's an unusual week. You never play on Wednesdays. You rarely play on Thursdays, and now this is what we got in a short, kind of a short practice week. But I guess you played so many games at this point, the guys are just ready to go any night, huh?
Yeah, I think obviously, regardless of what night you play during the week, it doesn't really change your schedule in terms of the prep. Like, we practice tonight, we'll go scout tomorrow and watch film and be prepared for Modern Day on Wednesday, and then we'll probably come in Thursday morning and go scout and watch film of South Spencer on Thursday morning. It's just a shorter turnaround, you know, and that's part of it. It's honestly kind of a prep for the following week. If you can win Tuesday, Friday, Saturday is a one-day turnaround in the sectional. So it's kind of the same idea in terms of you got to be ready to go as coaches and be prepared for both, and then be ready to go with that quick turnaround.
For this kind of a situation that you just outlined, you've got an advantage over other coaches because you got some smart kids out there. You don't have a lot of empty helmets on your team. You guys are, you know, it's easier to the focus would come better and easier for a smart team than one that's not.
We'll find out, right?
You know, that's why you get the big bucks.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for the week. You know, I think the kids are excited. Had a nice weekend, rejuvenated. You get the draw yesterday. And I think have an opportunity to play Heritage Hills in the sectional then next Tuesday. Our kids feel like that's one that we go and play well, then that's a chance for us on Tuesday. So, and both teams have gotten better from the time we've played here early in the year. They're big and physical, and I'm sure next week we'll talk about them on the radio. But that was fun yesterday. I always enjoy the sectional draw. We always have the team over and do a steak dinner and play games. And I think those days remind me of why I do it, you know, seeing them interact with my kids and seeing how much my kids look up to them and how much they enjoy them. I mean, we're blessed here to have really, really good kids. And I don't ever take that for granted. We have wonderful young men in our program, wonderful young men in our school, and very thankful that I get to be a part of it with them.
Absolutely. Very well said, Coach, and that's probably a good note to stop on. And we'll send it back to Coach, wish you the best of luck this
Thank
week,
you.
And I'll send it back to the studio and say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcats basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate. Stay up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.